Get it!
Dean Special Report. Now reporting.
Did you hear what Rosenberg said?
I don't want to be Jake Tapper.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Derrick Henry and the Purple Birds. That's right. Oh, no.
Oh, no. What happened?
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to ENN. Sorry. Welcome to ENN.
Hi.
On this? No, no, I know. I was excited to hear you. Sir, sorry?
Hi.
Hi.
Yep.
It's ENN on a Friday. I want to start off by saying this shirt, you guys may not understand what this shirt is I'm wearing.
Okay? What are we supposed to be aware of?
So, when I had my show with Complex, open late, they had Complex. They have this event called ComplexCon on the West Coast, and it's hard to explain what it is, but it's all kinds of vendors and blah, blah, blah. It's all put together. Anyways, I get there, and it turns out they're doing they made merch for my show, and I only got one of this shirt. I don't know what happened to them. I didn't know they were getting done. No one told me about it. I want to see if I can show you guys the back.
So the front says beware.
The front
it's
says
a black shirt and beware in light blue.
Let's see if I can turn this around. Oh yeah, here we go.
Riveting radio.
Here we go.
This better be good.
Look at the back of this shirt.
Oh, he's not turning around. He's just.
Do you see what I did there?
Oh,
it's like how people sometimes remove a bra without taking the shirt off.
Yeah, that's what I did. I did the old bra removal without taking the shirt off.
Beware of what? Bear. Oh, interesting.
Is that not Mage?
It's nice.
That is.
It's a portrait of Bear.
If it was on the front.
I know. I don't know why people do that sometimes. They put the cool thing on the...
Because they want you to see it when you're walking away.
Let me start off by saying good evening to Michael.
I can't stand bow ties.
Let me say good evening to Don.
Hey, first time caller.
Good
I'm age myself, Michael, but when he was reversing the shirt and his head was still like idle like that, he kind of looked like Hugo, Man of a Thousand Faces.
Don't know who that is.
Me neither.
It was a toy back in the 70s.
I have no idea.
Go look it up. Enjoy yourself.
No, I'm good. I want to listen to ENN if he ever gets started with it.
And good evening to Peter.
Stench is Don. Don is Stench.
And Michael?
Yeah. I make out with money. I love it so much.
Don?
Hi, Michael. How you doing?
And Peter.
His spread is out of control.
You know what? I was going to tell Anthony it was too many, but I got to tell you, some of those are tremendous. And then that caller's hi from earlier really was
hi.
Great. Yeah. How you doing?
It's a big
Kevin Durant.
For Anthony, to be able to pick that out.
What, the hi?
Yeah.
It was special. Oh, that was Andrew's work. Anthony can't take credit. That's it. That's the old veteran. The right. Savvy vet.
Yep.
let's hear from Kevin Durant. He addressed the Michael Rapoport DM situation.
I'm sorry that people seen the language I use. It's not really what I want people to see and hear from me. Hopefully I can move past it and get back out on the floor.
Okay, thanks, KD. I wouldn't really say that's an apology so much.
No, it's kind of like, I'm sorry I got caught.
It's almost sorry like he's apologizing for Rapoport.
Yeah, he's apologizing that Rapoport gave him up. I'm sorry that people had to see that. Again, who am I to tell KD what to do? The apology is, I'm sorry I said it. It's not the right thing to say, but...
Yeah, and he's fined $50,000 by the NBA, in case you're keeping track at home. Michael, you told the story earlier.
What is a story? That's what I'd like to know.
It's a story told by Marty McSorley.
Okay.
It's called Storley.
I'd listen to that story.
Of course. Probably nude.
It would involve, I tell you one thing, it would involve punching someone in the face.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You told the story about the Jazz team flight that apparently was like they were crashed into by birds.
Mm-hmm.
And the flight and the plane almost went down, or it seemed that way at least. And so much so that Donovan Mitchell took a day off to sort of get his head together, and he didn't want to fly for a day. Well, here's Jordan Clarkson talking about just how frightening the team flight was.
I feel like a lot of people on that plane, it was like one of those flights where you were sending out texts. I know you've seen on the movies when a plane about to crash or something. It got to that point where we was all on the plane like, yo, this might be really the end. So, I mean, it was a crazy situation.
So scary. Have you ever been on a flight like that?
Yeah. It's my Sam Rosen salad story.
Go ahead.
That was the last thing you were going to see, you thought?
Sitting next to Sam, going to Carolina, and we hit turbulence like I never hit before. And, you know, when you're on the charter, Michael, you got the seatbelt off, you're relaxed.
Yep.
And I'm in the air. And I honestly made my peace with God. I thought it was over.
What'd you give up on, the meth that you took?
I never took meth.
Oh, what was the thing that you revealed?
Mescaline.
Yesterday? Mescaline. No, but it was something before mescaline.
Well, you got to listen close. He says
acid.
Acid. Did you make good with the acid?
No.
So you didn't make peace, did you? I don't think God would like
it. No,
you
I guess
acid.
Making peace was just basically I don't know. Ringing the doorbell to heaven, saying, I'm on my way.
You think one of the things God judges people for when they get to the pearly gates is whether or not they tripped on acid?
Well, I haven't talked to God on the checklist to get into the club, but I'm assuming that, but, you know, if you're going to do stuff like that, it's going to be brought up.
And yeah, everybody had these pale
faces. I don't know if it's a
deal
breaker, but it'll be brought up.
Scared to death. And Sam did this great job of, like, he had a salad, and he's trying to balance the salad, doesn't go flying. The flight attendant fell, the food dumped out of the kitchenette, and the pilot told us to fasten our seatbelts this way. Fasten your seatbelts! Which when didn't make us feel any better.
No, that's not the one you want. That is not the one you want.
Yeah, so I thought it was over. How about you, Michael? There had to be a... Oh, yeah, the one big Yankee flight, I think it was to Minnesota, right?
Yeah, we were going down like a lawn dart. It was unbelievable. And this was it, right? And so the Latin players are screaming, Adios mio, at the top of their lungs. The non-Latin players are screaming, oh, my God. Joe Girardi's sitting in front of me. He's gripping the seat so tight, all the blood has rushed out of his hands. I'm not a great flyer anyway, so I probably soiled myself at that point. And then I looked to the left, and, you know, it was so bad that the oxygen mask dropped down. And John Sterling always reads on the plane. And the oxygen mask got in front of him as he was reading, and he just wiped it away. Oh, please. Right. Never panicked. And we landed. So we all worried. John didn't worry at all. And we probably took days off our life, and John wasn't affected whatsoever.
And you know why John wasn't affected?
Because he doesn't think...
Because there's no way a plane crashes with him on it.
I hear that sound in the middle of the night sometimes. And he just cavalierly slapped the mask out of his way so he can continue to read mystery novel.
I got to tell you, I could take or leave John as a broadcaster because I don't listen to the Yankees, so it's just not part of my life. And I know that's hearsay here. It's
not hearsay. It's
not
heresy.
It's heresy.
You missed out a letter, but that's cool. It's late.
Because it's not hearsay. I just
Who's
said.
Listening? Please go on. When you get Don, it's like when you lose Cronkite, you lose America. When you get Don, you've gotten everybody.
Right. Listen, I'm not going to talk over that.
He's either having trouble breathing or really laughing.
It struck me so funny.
How long do you think it goes on, Peter?
This is an extended one. And I'm on delay, so I haven't even seen him start laughing yet.
Oh, it's red light. It's red light dawn right now. Somebody just put a puck in the net.
I was just going to say that I'm not like a listener, right? So I'm sure he's a great broadcaster, but the stories you tell about him, I love him. Just love him.
Wow. He's one of the great characters in all of sports. And there's a total absence of malice, and that's why I love him. And he's a different dude.
The mask. I wonder what book he was reading, too.
He reads he's like Don with movies. He'll read books over. He reads mysteries. Like Ed O'Bain and stuff like that.
He reads mysteries again.
Yeah.
So the mystery's been revealed, but he just wants to hear it again.
I guess. I don't understand doing anything twice.
He's a big Hardy Boys guy?
No.
Number 3 through 13. Yeah, that's really
his
wheelhouse.
He's got the whole Nancy Drew collection.
Nancy Drew he likes, but not.
By the way, I forgot to mention last week that we lost Beverly Cleary. What a terrific author she was. I'm one of the biggest Ramona Quimby guys in the business today. Mouse and Motors.
You know what, Don? He could have been speaking a foreign language right then, and that would have gotten the same out of it.
I was afraid to ask who it was.
Wow. A children's
thinking
author.
Thinking maybe it was, you know.
Andrew, did you grow up on Beverly Cleary?
Yes. Beverly Cleary, Judy Blume. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't believe that you guys don't know Beverly Cleary.
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah. I totally agree with him. You've never read Ramona Quimby, age 8? No. Ramona and her sisters?
So what you're saying is...
You are an idiot!
Don't play that fake Chris Carlin. He's like Carlin and Don smashed together in one big fraudulent package.
Cardon.
What's the other club of him?
Fair weather idiot!
And then finally...
Get off our show!
That's the funniest one. That's like the most...
Is Cardon better than... Donlin?
How about combine it? Cardon Donlin, a full name.
All right. Coming up at 6:30, Cardon Donlin.
Let's hear from Roy Williams.
She was going to be 105.
Beverly Cleary?
She died at 104. She was 2 weeks away from being 105.
Nah, you want to see him make it.
Wow, so Beverly Cleary, because those books were big when I was a child in the late 80s. So I guess she was already pretty old when she wrote those.
Well, 1916.
Wow. So, Don, do me a favor when you get a chance. Tell me when Ramona Quimby, age 8, came out the first time.
Well, the whole series.
Very popular. I hope you'll have the kids read them one day. They're tremendous. Well, they really got my imagination going in reading. Unfortunately, it didn't last. And after that, I read Larry Bird Drive and basically retired from reading. But
the first book was... appeared in 1955. The final book was 1999.
Nice run. That's a nice run.
Hell of a run. Even for Michael Kay.
My kids don't read. They play Roblox. We've done a great job parenting. We really have.
And they don't eat any food either. Or at least Callie doesn't. Speaking of great runs, Roy Williams had one, and he's calling it a career. Here's Roy.
I'm not going to say the best man because I never thought I was the best at anything. But 15 years at Kansas, I thought I was the right man. And this time at North Carolina, I thought I was the right man. I no longer feel that I'm the right man for the job. I don't know what the future holds. In some ways, I'm very sad. And as I said, I'm scared. But I'm also really happy and proud. We did okay.
Here's Larry Brown on how UNC should select their next head coach.
In my gut, I hope Roy Williams picks the successor, and I hope it's somebody from the Carolina family. I'm not telling anybody how to do their job or how they should act, but I just know what Coach Smith would want. I know what Coach McGuire would want. I know what my high school coach, Bob Gersten, would have wanted. Keep it in the family. We haven't had a problem with it, and let's move forward.
What do you think?
I'm sure Larry would love it, but Larry's 80.
How old is...
Apparently his mom was Beverly Cleary, so...
Yeah, Larry's mom, I believe, I hope I'm not wrong, is still alive, and she's in her hundreds.
Wow, she's Beverly Cleary at Jace.
Yeah. Ramona Quimby, age 8, came out in 1981.
All right, so yeah, a few years before I read it. Hell of a book. Crappy season. Not the best season to end things on for Roy Williams.
No.
No.
Kind of a bummer. What will you remember him most for, guys?
Wouldn't be anything North Carolina.
It would not be.
No, right,
you'll Michael? You'll think of him in Kansas always.
Yeah.
No, he did great things at North Carolina.
No, I know. I'm just saying, for me, I just always think of Kansas.
Hell of a career, though. Started his college coaching career at North Carolina as an assistant for Dean Smith all the way back in 78. In 88, he became head coach at Kansas. 14 consecutive tournaments, 4 Final Four appearances, 2 national championship game appearances. 806 winning percentage there, 805 winning percentage. Who's the player you most think of from that era? Is it Danny Manning, the obvious?
Danny Manning.
It's Danny Manning, right?
Yeah.
One of the all-time college runs. In 2003, he left Kansas.
It was really hard for him to leave Kansas, Peter. I mean, he loved Kansas, but you know, like North Carolina was his calling, you know? He loved Kansas.
Yeah, are you almost – you're almost obligated to take the job, right?
Yeah, I think that – because he turned it down previously, and I think when they gave it to – who was it?
Matt Doherty,
and that didn't work out. And then you could see the program starting to slip, so I guess he just felt he owed it to Coach Smith to do that.
Now, what do you think about this? Interesting timing, by the way. Kansas has announced a lifetime contract for Bill Self.
Mm-hmm.
He had less than a year remaining. And now his contract will remain for as long as he wants to be there. Interesting timing, no? The end of maybe the most decorated coach ever at Kansas, and then a lifelong extension for the current
coach?
No, he's
not the most decorated coach. Fog Allen is the most decorated coach.
Sorry, of the modern era. I love Fog.
That's P-H-O-G to you. It's not F-O-G.
Oh. And I know that's hearsay here. It's
not hearsay. It's not heresy. Hearsay.
And also, I'm getting ripped for saying malpractice before. That still fit when I said malpractice. Malfeasance also works.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Right, Michael?
Yeah, I guess.
When I said the 49ers not calling.
Of course. No, that's fine. Tell people to take a walk.
Well, they're putting it right up there with the hearsay comment.
No. That lives on forever now. Hearsay, heresy. Oh, my goodness. What an embarrassment for the greatest broadcaster of our time.
And so close, right, Peter?
It's very close, but very wrong. So I didn't have much I could say about it. I don't know that I'm embarrassed that I don't know much about Fog Allen.
They play in Fog Allen. The arena they play in is named after Fog Allen.
I'm not diminishing the man.
I think you are. You're making him out to just be a cloud. He's Fog Allen. I got a legitimate long laugh out of Don, and that's a real Peter laugh right there.
Well, the way you said he's Fog Allen. I mean, Andrew, do you know what I mean? The name Fog Allen, he sounds like he would have performed with Andy in his a cappella group in The Office. You don't know Fog? Like Broccoli Rob. He was head coach from 1919 to 1956. That's a run. That's a Cleary-like run. I'm very impressed by that.
I think they went out at some point, Fog and Beverly.
By the way, if you call it that. Well, but
I don't think he called back.
But no, Fog would have been Cradle Robin, though, because he was born in 1885.
All right, so Fog, she was born, what, 1918, Don said?
Or 1915?
1916. That wouldn't be terrible. So in 1916, you wait 18 years. She would have been 1934. Fog Allen would have been rounding into about 50 years old. Perfect.
Wow, that is old. 1885. I mean, in 1885, they were talking about the emancipation. Right. It was yesterday. Wow.
Right. There was a person of a reasonable age that said that they saw Lincoln.
Yeah, reasonable age. They could be 20.
Right.
It's amazing where ENN goes.
I love ENN. Really, it's the greatest decision we ever made.
Did you guys see the injury in that cage fight last night?
Guy lost his pinky, right?
It looked like his fourth finger, I believe. I saw the video of it. It was repugnant. It was the Cage Fury Fighting Championships, and Khatag Pliyev lost a finger. He discovered that it had come off and was lodged inside his glove. Oh.
How's that happen?
And then they announce in the arena that the venue was searching for his digit. They had to, like,
and
tell
then they
everyone.
They found it, and then somebody gave him the finger back.
That's crazy, bro.
Yep.
That's a tough way to lose a finger.
Oh, how do you lose
Jimmy
it,
Fallon almost lost that finger, right? When he caught it on.
Yeah, oh, no, I got to tell you, his might have been worse. His story, Jimmy Fallon's story with his ring almost tearing it off. Ugh, that was.
And you can see his finger still deformed.
And disformed.
You better get to Drop Madness real soon.
It's time for your Drop Madness results. You guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that you sound like you're ready for this.
Oh, yeah.
Let me ask me again.
Are you ready?
Yep.
How did I fall for that? All right, guys. Drop Madness, the final four, baby. Brought to you by Wendy's, where quality's our recipe. Wendy's, we got you. We start off in the big battle in the final four. It was the K region versus the Peter region. And 54-46, your winner, the one seed in the K region.
Don plowed his entire neighborhood yesterday. I hate the way I say neighborhood in that.
And we say goodbye to the one seed from the Peter region.
Derrick Henry and the Purple Birds, the Ravens. Against Derrick Henry and the Tennessee.
You know, Don, it's not a good nickname when you have to say the real name right after you say the nickname. Yeah. Derrick Henry and the Purple Birds, comma, the Ravens.
Well, that was such a great point by Carlin. An underrated, I don't know why I said the Purple Birds. I was just trying to sell everyone on my broadcasting segment that I was doing because you were so hard on me. And look what it did to me. Then, an upset. The four seed from the Don region.
I think I'm saying this right, Peter. Stench in Mamaroneck. You're on ESPN New York. How are you, sir?
Oh, hey, no, it's Bennett.
Stench with the big win, 57-43 over Andrew Yelling.
I said already, Don, it was embarrassing.
Shouldn't be going home.
So Monday, it's official.
Wow.
The one seed from K, the four
seed. Don plowed his entire neighborhood yesterday.
Up against the four seed Stench to settle it all. It will happen Monday. Andrew, you have to feel good about your seeding this year. You got a one seed against an upstart four. You got to like this.
I think it's been a really successful Drop Madness.
Really has been. Our best ever. And no yelling in the final.
Wow, no. Is that the first time ever?
By the way, we're giving away $500 in the 2 o'clock hour on Monday, so
sure
make sure
are.
To remember that.
That'll do it for ENN. Happy weekend, everyone.
Yeah, blessed Good Friday, happy Easter. In the words of Billy Joel, life is a series of hellos and goodbyes. I'm afraid it's time for goodbye again. See everybody. Have a great night. Carlin is next.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 2 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.